Hey guys, it's Kaysen. So, I've been asking a few of my friends, I'd be like, should I make a podcast? Like, I feel like it'd just be really funny. And I just love, like, venting about certain things. So, and they said, yeah, and, like, why not? So, I'm literally uploading this to Spotify, you know, getting it started. But I just thought it'd be fun to do, so I'm just gonna be speaking about random things, just whatever pops in my head, like, just whatever happens, happens. This is a podcast for ranting, so, yeah, that's what this is. I'll probably have some, like, guests on, like, a few of my friends, maybe, every now and then, but we'll see. For the first episode, it's just gonna be me. But yeah, so, okay, so I do have a topic on mine. I did write down a few different, like, notes I wanted to, like, touch on just because I think they're really funny. Okay, so Donald Trump shooting, I think it happened 2 days ago now, where he got shot in the ear, and people were posting on TikTok, they were like, oh my gosh, like, they had one chance and they missed it, like, how could they? I think that's the worst thing to do, to wish death upon someone, even if you disagree with them politically. Like, how could you, like, genuinely wish someone's death and, like, put it on TikTok and everything? Like, that's just horrible. And to those people, you're a horrible person. Anyways, but, so I did get my ears pierced today, and, like, I was thinking about Donald Trump getting shot in the ear, and I was like, didn't hurt that bad, you know, but... Anyways, I just thought it was, like, interesting that people, like, could post about it saying that they wish he died and not get, like, banned or anything just because he's Donald Trump. So I just thought that was interesting. So that was crazy, though. Like, we almost really lived through an assassination of our president. Like, we literally almost lived through that. Kind of crazy. Like, that really almost happened in our lifetime. Like, we've already lived through enough historical moments, like, COVID and, like, you know, the Donald Trump shooting now. Like, that would have been horrible if he had died, you know? But, I'm not saying that I love him, it's just, like, I don't want anyone to die, so, yep. Okay, next is languages. Languages are so interesting to me. I was just in Paris, for a ballet program, and I was thinking the entire time, like, people really, like, speak different languages. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, crazy. Like, words are just sounds. Like, okay, I have this friend named Stella. Love you, Stella. And we have had just, like, 3-hour conversations where we just talk about languages and how weird they are. Like, the human body, like, we literally, like, use our throats in certain ways to make sounds, and we have attached emotions and thoughts to those sounds, so each sound means a certain thing, and, like, there are, like, millions of words in one language, and there's multiple languages, like, many languages, and, like, just people using, oh my god, like, there's this tribe in Africa that, like, speaks, like, and I was like, okay, but, like, that's crazy, like, they really speak like that, like, in sign language, like, that's crazy to me. Like, it's just so interesting that, like, humans figured out that we could use, like, our noises and our throats and everything to make noises to convey emotions and feelings and thoughts, you know? I just think that's super interesting. So, yeah, but I've never felt more stupid than going to Paris and being an American. Everyone makes you feel so stupid. Like, it kind of sucked. Like, not like Paris, but, like, I just felt really dumb because everyone was like, oh, you American. Like, you know, like, it's kind of bad to be an American in any other part of the world, but, which kind of sucks, you know, but... Low-key, like, I love America, and, like, it's kind of cute here, you know? Like, we have some good things. We have some bad things, but we have some good things, too, you know? But, yeah, so Paris was amazing, like, oh my gosh, best experience of my whole life. I 100% recommend going. Find an excuse, please. It's the best city in the whole world ever. It's the best. Like, everything is aesthetic, every single building. And I like it because they don't really have skyscrapers besides the Eiffel Tower. Like, so it feels really quaint and, like, really cute. And then there's just this huge, like, giant tower. So I think it's beautiful. And everything's so old. Like, in London, like, they have, like, newer buildings pretty much everywhere. And, like, every, like, block or two, there's an old building. But in Paris, like, everything is old. Like, everything is just so old and ornate and just, like, beautiful. Ugh, it was so good. Yeah, I really felt so aesthetic in it. But, yeah, that was really fun. Oh, my gosh, the jet lag is hitting me. So, I'm from Georgia. Anyone who doesn't know, I'm from Georgia, and, so there's a 6-hour difference between here and Paris. So right now it's 8:30, at night, and right now for them it's 2:30 in the morning. So the jet lag is really getting me right now. I've been sleeping so much every day, like, oh, it's crazy, but, so that's fun. But while I was there, my boyfriend, hey, Chris, love you. My boyfriend, he was in Greece, so we only had, like, an hour time difference, which was nice, you know, so we could call, but now we have a 7-hour difference, which kind of sucks, but it's okay. I still find time to talk to him, of course. Sorry, I need to, like, move. Ugh. Okay. Yeah, so, but Paris, I will never forget that experience, like, it was just beautiful. And, right where I lived in, like, a little townhouse, they were, passing the torch, like, we're rehearsing passing the torch for the Olympics, like, on our street. It was so neat. Like, we saw, like, soldiers and everything. It was, like, cray-cray. But, yeah. And they were, like, chanting songs. It was actually really scary, but... Yeah, I don't know, I'm just scared of the military in general in any country. It just is terrifying to me. I don't know. Oh my god, I have had, like, so many dreams of, like, being drafted and, like, just dying instantly. Or just, like, running away, going AWOL. Like, ugh. Like, could you imagine me in the army? Like, you probably, like, if you're new to me, like, you don't know what I look like, but, like, you could tell my voice, like, I'm a twink, like, I would not survive, like, I don't know how that would happen. Anyways, but, so, I thought that was interesting. What else should I talk about? Oh my gosh, okay, so, going back to languages, me and my friend Stella, who I've already mentioned, and a friend named Isabella, and a girl named Natalie, and a few other people, we made a language, because we thought it was so interesting, so we were like, we can make a language, you know, it'd be easy, and it's called Prus, and it's, like, a mix between, like, Russian and, like, German, so, yeah, I just thought that was funny. We had, like, different sayings, but we honestly got really good at it. Like, we were, like, talking full conversations in Prus, like, it was serving, it was eating. And nobody knew what we were talking about. It was only, like, 5 of us that knew the language, so it was really fun, honestly. I kind of want to go back to it and, like, relearn, but, yeah. Okay, next. Okay, Target. I could literally talk about Target for, like, days on end. Like, I'm so in love with Target. Like, well, in Georgia, it's literally, like, the only place to have fun. Like, that's just where you go to have fun, you know? But, like, so, I've been, like, using this brand called Frenchie. It's, like, Ashley Tisdale's, like, little line. It's so good, and they sell it at Target. And I go to Target. I think I go to Target literally every day. Just because it's just so, like, it's just so good, you know? It has everything you could ever need and more. But, yeah, it's, okay, I have, like, a theory. I think I heard this from, like, Liza Koshy in, like, 2012, but, like, or in, like, 2015. Like, Liza Koshy used to make, when she was in her heyday, like, oh God, I literally miss her. She was so funny, but now she's kind of weird. But when she was like in her heyday and she was like so funny in like 2017 and 2015, like she would have these videos where she like went to Target and the dollar store and stuff, and she was saying how like she thought it was called Target because like when you throw a dart at a Target, like you never hit the bullseye. Like when you go into Target, you have one thing you need in mind. Like, okay, I need this, I need that, you know? But when you leave Target, you have like five bags because you just bought so many stuff from like the other aisles. You know what I mean? So it's just like you never really hit the bullseye. Like you throw so many darts and you just buy different things. I don't know if that makes sense. It made sense when she said it, but I don't know. Oh my God, there was this cute little dog in Target, and I swear it was the actual, like, Target dog from the commercials. It was really funny. But my biggest pet peeve, I think, is when I go to Target and there's not a Starbucks in it. Like, in Georgia, all of our Targets have Starbucks in it. And it's, like, the best thing in the world because you can, like, get your Starbucks, then go shopping, then get Starbucks and leave. Well, that's my thing. Ugh, I love Starbucks. Starbucks is the best thing in the whole world, like, if you don't like Starbucks, like, I really don't get you. Like, there's something for everybody there. Like, there's sandwiches, which I don't get. That's not for me. But, like, there's a bakery. The danishes are amazing. There's a bunch of coffee. There's juice. There's, like, boba now. You know, like, there's something for literally everyone. So, yeah. And it's honestly, people, like, used to hate on it because it was, like, expensive or whatever. I really don't think it's that expensive. I got a venti today for $6. A venti iced matcha with brown sugar syrup. It's, like, I got it for $6 for a venti. Like, that's not that big of a price to me. Like, I don't know. It really gets pricey when you do what I did last semester. When I used to go 4 times a day. I would get 4 ventis a day from Starbucks. So, like, I would get 2 in the morning. So, I'd get, like, one. I'd wake up, get one, then get ready, then have another on the way to class. And then after class, I would get one. And then later that night, I would get another one. And I would have, like, 3 to 4 ventis a day. It was so bad. Like, I spent so much money on just Starbucks. It's, like, crazy. But, yeah, so, like, it only really gets expensive when you do that and, like, are stupid. But, like, a couple ventis a week, like, you're really not breaking the bank. It's, like, $6, like, you know, like, okay, I will say this, when I do have my own job, and I actually make money for myself, like, then it will seem expensive, but, like, right now, just, like, feeding off of my parents' money, like, it's just fine, you know, like, just, if you're just, like, a normal, like, I don't know, like, if you have normal allowance, like, it doesn't really, like, break anything. But yeah, I love Starbucks. If y'all are listening, you should definitely try my order. I know Starbucks like the back of my hand. Like, I know the off menu stuff, like, and yes, there is off menu stuff. I know about it. And I know, like, oh, like, I was literally gonna work there. Like, I applied and everything, but then I went to New York for ballet school. But yeah, so, I don't even know what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, Starbucks, whatever. But, okay, try the venti. Okay, listen to me, guys. Listen to me. A venti iced matcha with brown sugar syrup. It will change your life, I promise you. I promise you, it'll change your life. I get one almost every day. It just, I don't have a good day unless I've had that drink. You know, like, it's to that level. But, oh my God, and then I used to get another one all the time. It was, like, a venti iced chai with vanilla sweetened cold foam and cinnamon powder on top. Oh, it's so good. Like, y'all don't understand. And when it's in season, the pumpkin cold foam. Is that what it's called? Pumpkin spice? Is that? Something pumpkin cold foam. I don't know. But oh, it's so good. Me and my friends from Canada, I've lived different places for ballet, but I have friends from Canada, and we all call it fall in a cup, because it literally, it tastes like the season of fall in a cup. It's beautiful. And then they have the, like, new boba stuff. It's honestly, like, it's, It's all right. Like, it's not like a full miss. It's not a full hit. It's just like kind of there. It's nice on like a summer day, you know, but like, I don't know. It's not for me. You know, I'm more of a milk lover. Like, I love milk. Like, I drink like probably 8 glasses of milk a day. Like, I just love it. It's so good. So like, I just love lattes and stuff. So I don't know. It's just not for me, but it is pretty good on like a summer day when you're craving like something like that, like a lemonade type thing. But yeah. Yeah, oh my god, Clairo came out with a new album, and, like, don't hate me for saying this, but I really thought it was gonna be better. Like, I really thought it was gonna be better. Like, I got so excited. Like, I love Clairo. Immunity was beautiful. Like, love her. But, like, this new one, I liked, like, 1 or 2 songs, but I was not crazy about it. I really was not. And, like, you can hate me for saying that, but, like, I don't know. I just thought it was gonna hit harder. I really did. And it got me kind of sad, because I was like, am I just, like, you know, being picky? But I don't know. I didn't love it that much. Which was really sad, because I was so looking forward to it. Like, I was so excited. But, yeah, it kind of let me down. Same thing with, like, Ariana Grande's whole, like, new album, like, a couple months ago. Like, she hyped it up so much. Like, so much, like, it was crazy. And, like, she hyped it up. She was like, this is my best album yet. Like, I watched the interviews. Like, she was like, this is my best album yet. Like, I'm so excited. Like, it's gonna be your favorite. Like, I promise you. Girl, there was, like, one good song. Like, I was like, what? And it wasn't even a long thing. I think it had 10 songs on it. Wait, let me look this up. I think it had 10 songs on it, which is, like, such a short album, especially for her. Like, let me see. Sunshine. Also, what is that name? Like, it's, like, kind of cringy, but, maybe there's more than 10 songs. Maybe there's more than 10 songs, and I was wrong. Yeah, it looks like, okay, so there is way more than 10 songs, but still, you know, or is that the deluxe version? What? It's just so complicated to me. Like, I just don't like it. It just doesn't make sense. Also, like, being blonde, like, isn't for her. Like, she's much more of a brunette person. Like, she's, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I have a lot of opinions about her lately. I don't know. She used to be everything. Like, I would still, like, die for her, but, like, I don't know. She just doesn't serve as much as she used to. Like, now she just has, like, she's almost, like, too bougie now. Like, back then it was, like, okay, like, she's still, like, you know, she still, like, shops for donuts and, like, licks them and runs away. But, like, now it's just, like, she does nothing besides sit in her house and, you know, get money for doing nothing. Which is, like, amazing for her. But, like, it just doesn't serve as much as she used to. Like, she's not, like, getting up, making, like, twerking music videos, like, we want to see, like, it's just, like, her being, like, hanging with gay people, and I'm, like, okay, and, like, I don't really care, but that's my, I'm, like, I'm in a judgy mood, so I, like, which is, like, honestly, all the time, but I love judging people, it's so fun. People are, like, oh my gosh, like, you can't judge people, like, I don't judge people at all, like, I'm just not a judgy person. Literally, everybody's a judgy person. I don't care who you are. If you have ever been a teenager, you're judgy. Like, you're judgy. Like, you just have to be judgy. And, like, I honestly think it's, like, good to be judgy, because at least you're aware of things. Like, if you're just oblivious and not aware of certain things, like, you could come off a certain way and not know, you know? But if you're judgy about yourself and, like, certain, like, not, like, judgy, but just, like, aware, I don't know. I think I'd rather be judgy than oblivious, honestly. Because, like, I mean, Regina George was judgy, and Regina wasn't, like, you know, like, who does, like, the queen bee is always judgy. Why would you not want to be the, like, the top? Why would you not want to be the pretty girl in school? Like, why would you not want to be the most popular and coolest, you know? Even if it is, like, for, like, one school year, like, you want to be her. And it's not like, oh my gosh, I think about this all the time. Like, the best people in the world, like, at the certain things, they weren't, like, just, like, so nice people and, like, not judgy and, like, no, they were judgy. They were, like, hard. They were, like, cutthroat, like, and that's why they're the best. That's what I feel, but that's also, I don't know, maybe me excusing bad behavior, but I really don't think it's bad behavior. I think there's a balance, you know, but I don't know. I like being judgy. I think it's fun. Like, I feel like I'd be so boring if I wasn't judgy. Like, so I would have nothing to say, like genuinely nothing to say. Like, I would just never talk again. I don't know. I just love, like, observing people and, like, being like, what are you wearing? Or, like, oh, you're so hot. Or, like, you know, like, I just love, like, observing and, you know, saying what I see. you know. And I don't need people to agree with me. Like, I don't really care. Like, but, like, I don't know. I just like saying it because I say what's on my mind, you know. I'm very honest, which, you know, is a blessing and a curse, but you know, I think it's the worst thing in the world to be a liar, so I guess I just try to be really honest about everything, which is why I come off judgy to people, which is fine, you know, you can see me like that, I see me like that, but, like, it just know it comes from a place of me being, like, honest, you know? Like, I have a friend, she was like, oh my gosh, is this cute, because I know you're the only, like, honest one, and I was like, yeah, I am the only honest one, like, even if I, like, love you, even if I hate you, like, I will tell you, if I hate you, I will tell you what's hot about you, and if I love you, I will tell you what's not hot about you, like, I don't really care, like, I'm gonna be honest to everyone, because I believe that's, like, a form of respect, like, I truly believe it's, like, disrespectful just to lie to someone, even if it is, like, a little, of course I, like, white lie every now and then to make people, like, you know, to not be a horrible person, but, like, you know, and of course I close my mouth when I don't have, like, great things to say, because I don't want to be, like, a horrible person, but, like, you know, I'm not gonna lie to your face, you know, if it's bad, I'm gonna, if you ask me about your outfit, then I'm gonna tell you my truth. I'm not gonna go up to your outfit and be like, that's ugly, or that's, you know, but, like, if you ask for my opinion, I'm gonna give you my opinion. And I hate when people are like, oh, what do you think about this? And I'm like, yeah, I don't really like it that much. Like, I think you could find something better. And they're like, oh, really? And I was like, you just asked me for my opinion. Like, I'm gonna give you my opinion. But anyways. But yeah, so I think this is, like, gonna be the vibe for the podcast for the most part. It's just gonna be, like, me, like, ranting, I guess. Let me know if you guys, like, enjoy this, or if this is cringy and weird and you want me to stop desperately and this is embarrassing and, like, secondhand embarrassment, like, tell me, because honesty, right? I just talked about that, but, like, be honest with me, like, am I stupid for doing this, or is it, like, kind of fun to hear me, like, rant? I want to know, but I honestly think that's all for the first episode, like, just me ranting a little, giving you a taste of what's to come, maybe, but, yeah, I mean, I just like to rant, so I thought it was fun. I had a good time. It's almost like therapy for myself, you know, just, like, getting my thoughts out there. You know, I think it'd be fun to give me something to do, and if y'all want to listen to me throughout your day, I think that would be funny. Yeah, just listening to, like, a little twink talk about topics, I think that's an interesting thing. Yeah, I think I will have, like, a friend on for maybe the next episode, so that it's not just me ranting and it's more of us, like, having back and forth conversation, you know? I think that's a little bit more interesting and easier to follow. But, yeah, so, I'm probably not gonna have a schedule for this. I'm probably just gonna upload episodes whenever I feel like it. But I'll definitely let you guys know. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at V-E, oh wait, no it's not. It's at V3 RUCASA1T. Veruca Salt, but like with a 3 and a 1. It's my like private. It's for like my cute outfits and things like that. And like my boyfriend. Alright, but I'm gonna go, you know, I think I'm gonna go make like bagel bites or something. That sounds really good right now. But, alright, well, I'll see y'all in the next episode. Thank you for listening if you've made it this far. Yeah, bye guys.